Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. If you like what you hear today and you want to go more in depth on your own situation, join us on the blockchain side, on the personal and spiritual development side. Just check out the notes. All the links are in there where you can book time directly with me to get involved, to go over your specific situation. You can get links to the books and all the things. They're in the notes. Check it out. Today we're going to be talking about the big red book, Purna Asati, A Roadmap to a Better Life Through Complete Connection. And coming up on the fifth anniversary of this book coming out, and it's probably one of the more unusual books you've ever seen in your life. I wrote it in 2019. We're going to be talking about why I wrote it, why people don't give it back when you lend it out. Please be careful. This is the most, this craziest phenomenon I've ever seen with a book. If you lend it to someone else, they will not give it back. And it happens over and over and again. I get messaged about it all the time. But this is of the 17 books I've written so far. This is, I believe, the most important one that I may ever put onto this earth. I wrote this book because I went through my own personal journey, obviously, and as we all do, and it took me about 12 years to get to the point where I just felt like I was really happy with my life. Now, I started out in a pretty icky situation. When I first woke up, I had a lot of work to do. So it makes sense, and one should always be patient with themselves when it comes to the personal journey, yes, but I'm not a very patient person, and I thought to myself, there's got to be a way to speed this up. And so most people's personal journeys look like you read some books, and there's so many great books out there. You read some books, you think about some big questions, you journal what you think the answers are for you, and you use that as a process to kind of get your act together and to learn to create the life that you want for yourself. And we all end up doing the same homework as part of the journey. So if you think of your personal journey as really just a series of tasks that you have to complete, I know life's a lot like a video game. You have to do the tasks in order to level up. So for example, you have to go back through your previous experiences that keep causing problems in your life, and you have to say, what have I learned from these? And you have to do that work in order to process your experiences and let them go, right? You have to understand your needs and learn to meet them. You need to understand how to interact with others and what their needs are and when you should or should not meet those needs. You have to understand what your ideology is. You have to learn to forgive yourself and forgive others. And the list goes on and on. And so I really studied the process of the personal journey and the spiritual journey. And I found out that, number one, I was not the first person to study this. There were a whole bunch of them, from Robert Keegan, Jane Lovinger, James Fowler, Sri Aurobindo, and more, who studied the process itself. And they each had seen pieces of it. And what I was able to figure out is that it's actually 11 stages that you go through in the personal journey. But here's the really big deal. It's not a straight line. It's not a staircase. It's a cycle. And you go round and round and round and round and round and round over and over and over from the minute you're born to the minute you exit this incarnation. You're in this cycle every single minute. You're in one of these 11 stages. And these stages represent how you see yourself, right? And what you're focused on at the time. So for example, stage one is openness. Stage two is you're in an experience. You're stuck in an experience, right? You're telling everybody, you wouldn't believe what happened to me, right? That's stage two. Stage three, it's all about your needs, right? First time you see this, you're a teenager and you can be kind of a jerk about it, and but you have to go through that and learn how to fulfill your own needs. You can get stuck in your needs if you're in the midst of an illness and whatever. And I'll make another, I have another video that goes through all the stages, and I'll make sure I link that in the notes as well so you can check that out. So you're going through these stages all the time, every minute. In fact, right this minute, you're in one of these 11 stages. And then to move to the next one, or to move to a more pleasant one, an enjoyable one, you have to do certain homework. Whether you're in stage 6 and you have to do the work of forgiving yourself and forgiving others, that's tough. I'm not saying the work is easy. Or whether you're in stage 7, questioning everything, the dark night of the soul, and you have to question what you believe and decide what beliefs are really right for you, or whether you're in stage 8 and you're having to do the work to figure out what is my purpose and how do I act on it. There's work to be done in each stage, and this kind of moves you along through the stages. And if you don't do the work, if you leave some work undone, life will pull you right back around to that stage to do the work again. So I wrote this book. I wrote this book to make it easy, because when I looked back on it, I realized that if you just did the work in the right order, equivalent to if you just read the right books in the right order and thought about those questions and issues in the right order, you could take what took me 12 years and do it in 1 year. And if you could do that, why would you not? So that's why I wrote this book, to accelerate people's journeys. And so within it, every single stage, all 11 stages, have a set of homework and instructions on exactly how to do it. They have a set of books that you can go read to help you with those tasks. They have art, poetry, and music that goes with every stage, just to round it out. And you can find the album, Purna Asati, on Spotify or iTunes, all your favorite 96 different outlets all around the world, if you want to enjoy the music along with the book. The art and the poetry are in the hardback version of the book. There's a paperback version of the book, which is frankly a lot cheaper because it's not in color, so it does not have the art or the poetry. The hardback book is in full color on every page and is just gorgeous, but incredibly expensive to print. But every one of those is just sort of meant to help immerse you in the journey and in that particular stage, right? The art is there to help you understand what that stage is, the art, the poetry, and the music to kind of immerse you in what is the nature of this stage. Now, you can do it without the art, the poetry, and the music, but why would you? It's so much more fun. And so it's a lot more fun in full color. So here's an example. This is the art from stage 4. And so it's a really beautiful book, if I do say so myself, and I do. But one that I hope will really help everybody as they come along in their journey and make it more enjoyable. So I wanted to make this, instead of 50 books, just get this one, right? So 50 different thought leaders, concepts, and books, and ideas, and mechanisms, and tools. I combine them all to accelerate you through these 11 stages, and that's what this book is all about. So it's pretty exciting. As I'm recording this, we are coming into the 5th anniversary of Purna Asati, and we have had one particular problem, and the problem is when people lend this book to their friends, they refuse to give it back, and this is not an isolated event. This happens enough that I get messaged about it multiple times a year. I had my book, and I lent it to my friend, and they won't give it back. So be aware that this happens. Don't lend your book. Don't lend your copy to anybody else. Buy your friend their own copy, or tell them to go get their own copy. Help them out, but be aware. If you let them borrow it, it's not coming back. So that's a little bit about Purna Asati. This is the one closest to my heart of all of the, I think we're up to 17 books now that I've written. I think 8 or 9 of them are still on the market. I'll put links to all of them in the notes. If you're going to get one, get this one. Start here. And then I hope this helps your journey. And as it's helping you move through your journey, then there are other more supportive books that I wrote after this one that focus more on how the stages apply in your business life, to your money. Yes, because your financial journey is in here. Your financial journey, your spiritual journey, your personal, emotional, intellectual, physical journey is all in here. And so then there's some additional books that I've written as well to go more in depth on topics like how the stages apply in the business world. The financial journey and how that affects you as an individual and your relationships, and there's all kinds of things, and I'll do other videos on those. But if you have to get one book that I've done, get this one, Purna Asati, and it's beautiful. It's highly unusual. It may be the only book you've ever seen that does not have the title or the author on the cover, and that's because it's not about those things. It's the one and done book for personal development. So I hope you enjoy it. You can send me your thoughts, your questions, ideas. You can gripe about how you lent your friend your book and they wouldn't give it back at my website at KatherineColleen.com. I'll link that in the notes as well. But go get yourself one of these, and I hope it helps your personal journey. Do send me your questions. Send me your questions as you go through your journey so that I can help. If you have a question, then I'll bet lots of other people do too. And maybe we'll help lots of people if I can answer that question for you in a future video. Thanks for joining me on this journey of revisiting Purna Asati, perhaps the most important book I may ever write. Let me know what you think. See you soon.